Faith is based on formative experiences that we have in our families and in our faith communities. Today we read from Luke 1. Zechariah and Elizabeth have experienced the birth of a son whom they will name John. We know him as John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist became a powerful force of God in that time, preparing people for the Jesus movement. And the 80th verse of the chapter is the key verse. All right, so let us, I know you kept your Bibles open, so let's turn to that 80th verse of the first chapter of Luke. Now listen to what it says about John. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. You know, it's interesting. The second chapter of Luke talks about Jesus and how you'll notice the same process in Jesus' life, the same experience in Jesus' life. Faith is formative. Even though Jesus was God's son, he wasn't born full of faith. He was not born full of faith. Let's look at verse 52 in chapter 2. Verse 52 in chapter 2 of Luke. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. He grew in his relationship with God and in his relationship with people. We learn by seeing. We learn by observation. We learn by observation. It's well known that there are three different ways that people learn. By what? Seeing, by? And by? You're hopefully doing it as you listen to me preach. What? Well, okay, I'll go with that. Experiencing, but I was thinking writing down. Why do you think I like to do all three? Whenever I preach, you see, you hear, and you write it down. And that's, hopefully, you will learn from one of those or more, a combination of, you will experience the sermon, right? Is that a good way to put it? By the combination of those three. So, we learn by seeing, we learn by observation. In today's society, we are so quick to call the abuse hotline whenever we see abuse or neglect, which I think is a good thing. But, now, I'm not making excuses for folks that abuse. But remember, love is learned. And sometimes people are doing the best that they can with the information that they have. Right? Now, with TV and stuff today, that line becomes a little thinner because we should know by just watching TV, if we listen at all to TV, of course, I suppose it depends on what show you watch now that I think about it. But, you know, we are aware, outside of our own family unit, how we should treat our kids and our spouses and such, right? But, you know, a lot of folks who are poor don't have TVs. And so they still exist on what they've learned and what they've seen from their own families and from their direct relationship there around their neighborhood and the families that they've been a part of. So people do, in an overall sense, even you and I, do the best that we can with the knowledge that we have. And, of course, that goes right into what the church is all about as well. But anyway, they simply need to be educated because we learn by observing and mainly by observing our parents. One of the most important parenting concepts we find is in verse 67 of chapter 1. Here is our first responsibility as a community of faith. Let's read this together. Verse 67. Then his father was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. The next verses after this contain the prophecy that Zechariah spoke about his son. Now listen to this. Prophecy is an ancient biblical term that loosely translated means to paint a picture. Prophecy means to paint a picture. As parents, it's easy to get caught up in managing the moment, isn't it? Especially in those heated moments, those frustrated moments. Isn't it easy to get caught up in that moment? Right? Any amens out there? All right. I thought maybe I was the only parent where it's easy to get caught up in those moments. You can sometimes go from crisis to crisis, can't you? It seems like it's just one thing after another. How many times have we said that? I'm going to go back to bed. It's just one thing after another today, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's enough just trying to get the kids to where they are supposed to be. right? Well, our basic responsibility as parents is not to manage the moment. It is to paint God's picture of a promising future in their life. Do you hear the difference? One is in the every minute by minute type stuff. Another is an overarching vision for the child's life. Do you hear the difference? Do I need to do jumping jacks or something for you to... All right. Yeah. Our kids are like a canvas, and God uses parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and the church community to paint a picture of promise. All right. God esteem. The first thing we paint is God esteem. In Luke 1:57, John is born. All of the relatives and neighbors say to Zechariah and Elizabeth, aren't you going to name Zechariah? Name him Zechariah after his daddy? Elizabeth informed them that he will name them John, because John means gift from God, gift of God. Immediately from birth, folks, even in what they name the child, they speak God's value over this child. We are the creation of God, priceless. Our kids are the creation of God, priceless. We are created in the image of God. I think you get the idea. What's next? Priceless. But that value is going to be challenged all your life. Amen? It's going to be trampled on all your life.